From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. North Korea strongly criticized the UN Security Council's decision to impose tough new sanctions. Pyongyang warned the United States would experience the greatest pain for playing a leading role in the effort. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley said there were still diplomatic resolutions possible to resolve the situation.
We are not looking for war. The North Korean regime has not yet passed the point of no return. If it agrees to stop its nuclear program, it can reclaim its future. If it proves it can live in peace, the world will live in peace with it.
The UN Security Council unanimously stepped up sanctions against North Korea on Monday over the country's sixth nuclear test, imposing a ban on the country's textile exports and capping oil imports. U.S. President Donald Trump hosted Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak, praising his country's investment in the United States.
We're talking about trade, very large trade deals. We're working on one deal where between $10 and $20 billion worth of Boeing jets are going to be purchased. General Electric engines will be purchased, and many other things.
Trump also praised Najib's commitment to fighting terrorist groups such as Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. Najib said the groups were the enemy of both the United States and Malaysia. Some Florida residents started returning to their homes on Tuesday. Federal Emergency Management Chief Brock Long said it would take a long time for the state to recover, particularly the Florida Keys, where a quarter of the homes were destroyed and 65% sustained major damage. Be sure to follow Voice of America for stories, videos, and more on social media. This is VOA News. Lisa Schlein has the latest on the humanitarian crisis facing Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh.
The International Organization for Migration reports the number of Rohingya refugees who have fled to Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar has risen to 370,000. The UN Refugee Agency calls it an incredibly grave situation. UNICEF Chief Child Protection Officer in Bangladesh, Jean Libby, says Rohingya camps are crowded with children who are in a fragile state. He says about 200,000 children, many at risk of waterborne diseases, are in urgent need of support. UNICEF is providing safe drinking water and basic sanitation. Other aid agencies are ramping up assistance. A UNHCR emergency airlift landed Tuesday in the Bangladesh capital, Dhaka, carrying 91 tons of relief. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta addressed Parliament on Tuesday as more drama surrounds the country's forthcoming second presidential election. Jill Craig explains from Nairobi.
More drama on the Kenyan election front as incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta opened Parliament to an audience of ruling party members only. A few kilometers away from Parliament, in the Nairobi slum of Kibera, opposition leader Raila Odinga maintained his position that the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission must be fixed.
We are saying that we are not ready to go for an election with the IEBC as currently constituted.
On Monday, a member of Parliament and a former senator were arrested on hate speech allegations. MP Moses Kuria allegedly encouraged a manhunt of opposition supporters, while Senator Johnson Muthama is accused of giving a defamatory speech aimed at Kenyatta. Both the ruling Jubilee Party and the opposition NASA coalition met with the Electoral Commission Tuesday. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Apple has rolled out its much-anticipated iPhone X. Robert Rafael has more.
Apple chief executive Tim Cook called it the biggest leap forward since the original iPhone. The phone features wireless charging, an infrared camera, and special hardware for facial recognition, which replaces fingerprint recognition. The home button found on previous iPhones is now gone, and users will tap the phone to wake it up. The phone ships on November 3rd and is priced at $999. Robert Rafael, VOA News.
Police in Barcelona say explosives experts are checking a van in the surrounding of the landmark Sagrada Familia Cathedral and describe the event as an anti-terrorism operation. The church has been evacuated and several streets cordoned off to allow police to work in the area. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.